following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
And as we see the church celebrates the presentation of the child Jesus in the life of the Holy Family.
40 days after his birth.
They went to the temple to comply with the Jewish law that required that on the 40th day of life
of the Holy Family,
which for Jesus was today.
They went to the temple.
Every male that opened his mother's womb be consecrated to the Lord.
40th day of life,
this rite is called the
Pidyon HaBen, was today,
literally the ransom of the firstborn, and harkens back to the 10th and final plague that finally forced Pharaoh to free his Hebrew slaves, the death of the firstborn of Egypt,
to the 10th
at the same time that God
that
saved the firstborn of Israel.
To free his Hebrew slaves.
Boys who,
the death
because
the
they had been ransomed
of Egypt,
by the blood of the Lamb
time
on the doorpost,
God saved the
became God's special possession.
Okay. Boys
and
who,
thus the right
because
of the
they
ransom
had been ransomed
of the firstborn.
By the blood of the Lamb on the doorpost.
And the ransom to be paid by the poor people was a pair
and
of turtle doves,
right,
or two young pigeons, just as we see in today's gospel.
And the ransom,
in fact, this
paid
ransom of the firstborn
the
applied even to
was
animals.
A pair of turtle doves,
that
or
if
two
you had the option,
pigeons, just as we
of,
see in today's gospel,
either offering a goat,
in fact, this ransom
in exchange
of the
for the firstborn of
animals,
cattle, or you could strangle
you
the cattle
the option,
and give it to the Lord that way.
Either offering
the Lord did not
goat,
give that option for
in
human
exchange for the
firstborn.
Firstborn of cattle.
I happen to be the firstborn
the
of my family,
and, the Lord
and my dad might have liked that.
The Lord
option
did not
at certain
give
point
that option for human firstborn.
Today is also the day when
the
historically
family,
it was especially a strong custom in the Middle Ages, which is
points
why this is sometimes also called Candlemas Day.
Today
that,
is also the day
a lot of places bless candles in honor of Christ,
a strong custom in the
who
Middle
is the
Ages,
light of the nations and the light of our life,
day,
that, asking God to continue to rescue us from the power
of, Christ,
of darkness
who is the
and
light
lead
of
us
the nations,
with his light,
and the light
along the right
life
path until we finally
God
are enveloped
to continue to
in
rescue
eternal
us
light
from the power of darkness.
And the reason that is celebrated or was celebrated today
right
is that in today's gospel we also have two elderly persons who, full of
the
light of
that
the Holy Spirit,
or,
gave testimony of what God had revealed
gospel,
to them
have
regarding this 40-day-old baby
who, full of
that
the
Jesus
of the Holy Spirit,
was the Messiah.
Gave testimony.
Simeon
of what God
took him in his arms
to them
and blessed God,
regarding this
saying about Jesus,
baby,
"My eyes have
that
seen
Jesus
your salvation, a light
Simeon
for revelation in the Gentiles,
and blessed God, saying
and
about
glory
Jesus
for your people Israel."
My eyes have seen
and then
your
Anna
salvation,
spoke about the child
light,
to all who are waiting
the
redemption
Gentiles
of Jerusalem.
Candles, and glory
Mary and Joseph were
and
amazed by what they were saying about their child.
The redemption
they must have
Jerusalem
been so amazed that Mary remembered
Mary and
this
Joseph
all these years
were
because she would be the only one who would be able to be a source for this information.
About their child.
They
must have been
but
so amazed
it was not all
that
happiness
Mary
and light
remembered
that
this
day
all these years.
Simeon had to warn
the
Mary
be able to be
about the suffering
information
that would be the cost of our
but
salvation.
It was not all happiness.
He said
that
the child would
Simeon
be a sign
to warn Mary
that would be
about
contradicted
the that would be the
and
cost
he told her
of our salvation
that figuratively
he said that
you
the
yourself
child
a
would
sword
be a
will
sign
pierce
that would be
the cross will also
and he told
be
her
Mary's cross
that, figuratively
Jesus shedding his blood
a sword will
and
pierce.
Mary shedding her tears.
The cross will
that cross
also be Mary's
which
cross
was at the same time
Jesus
painful
shedding his blood
and salvific
and Mary
was proclaimed
her tears
the day that Jesus was
that
presented
cross
in the temple.
which was at
he
the
will
same
pay
time
the price of our ransom.
Salvific,
our
was proclaimed
ben,
the day
whether
that
we
Jesus
happen to be the firstborn of our families or not.
He will pay
the price he will pay
of our
will be a
ransom,
sacrifice
our
of love
ben,
greater than could
we
ever be expressed
to be
in
the
words.
Firstborn of our families or not.
And isn't it true
the price
that
he will
every
pay
great
will
love
be a sacrifice
has this
of
element of selfless sacrifice
words.
That is the cost of love?
And isn't it true
you who are
every
fathers,
great love
if you are in fact genuine fathers,
of
know
selfless
this,
sacrifice
that any great love
that is the cost of love
has the element of self-sacrifice.
You who are fathers,
that is
if
the cost
you are
of love.
In fact genuine fathers,
we give thanks to God for all the undeserved blessings that we have received from the Lord through our families, through our friends, through our own parents.
We give thanks to God.
And we ask Christ to continue to be
that
light that guides us along the right path until we are finally enveloped in eternal light.
And we ask Christ to continue to be that light that guides us along the right path until we are finally enveloped in eternal light.